Did you know this podcast is powered by Acast? Acast is the home of podcasting. For creators looking for freedom to grow their listeners and make money too. And creative brands looking for smart ways to advertise. Podcasters and advertisers in the know Acast. It's time you did too. Visit acast.com to find out more. Acast, for the stories.
You're listening to Fucks Given, the one with Lee.
Welcome to Fucks Given. I'm Reed.
And I'm Florence, and we are on a mission to revolutionise the sex space, break down barriers, and give the lowdown on all things sexy.
Every week, we will welcome a special guest to share with us their juicy details about their best fucks, worst fucks, or even the fucks that changed them.
And we'll also hear your guys' sex questions and your worst sex stories.
We're all about celebrating your sex. We're removing the stigma around the whole number bullshit.
No matter how many people you've slept with, the number never matters because the fucks given are the fucks that made us.
Hello, Lee.
Hi. Hello, ladies.
Oh, ladies, I like that.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm very well. How are you both today?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
So everyone's recovering from the weekend.
Yep. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I didn't do anything all weekend. I was the laziest person in the world all weekend. I watched Enchantment. The whole of it, 2 seasons.
Enchantment is...
Wait, what? You don't know what it is? It's like really good. It's on Netflix.
The one, the animation?
Yeah.
I thought that's called something else and you're right.
Disenchantment.
That's, there we go.
Yeah.
We've been watching it as well. It's fucking banging.
I think I just watched Top Boy, finished watching
Top Boy. Oh, is it good?
It's amazing. But I've not done Netflix for years.
Oh, really? Why?
I don't know, because I stayed up till 6 a.m.
That's why. It keeps you trapped. It's actually dangerous.
It is. Literally.
Are you still there? Are you still watching?
Yes.
When that comes up, you're like, oh, fuck, I've been doing this too long. You know, Netflix literally said, they were like, our only competition in the industry is sleep.
What? Yeah. What the fuck?
Fucking big dick shit. Yeah, they know
crazy.
What they're doing, man.
Big dick energy right there.
That's crazy.
Anyway, Lee, please tell our lovely listeners a bit about yourself.
Okay. My name's Lee. Obviously. I come from the food industry as I'm a chef.
Whoa! Nice. He bought us cakes as well.
I bought you some presents early in the morning.
Yeah, but one of them wasn't vegan, so...
I was going to bring some alcohol.
Oh!
I was, but I couldn't find anywhere to get it.
Hey, it's Sober October!
Yeah, I know. So I apologise about the vegan cake, so hopefully you enjoy that.
No, thank you. The thought was there.
Yeah, it's lovely.
So, yeah. So, yeah.
What sort of food? Tell us more about you being a chef.
So, basically, I've been in the food industry for about 12 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I've trained all types. British, French, Italian.
Oh, nice.
Asian.
So, you can make a good pizza.
Pizza, Italian, like from scratch, like the sauces and things like that.
Ooh. Yeah, mate, my favourite, like, whenever I'm in Shoreditch, I always want to eat your food because it's fucking delicious. It's like, I don't know, like really tasty upmarket pub grub, but it's like got an Asian spin to it and there's like kimchi fries and then the fucking, it's so crispy, so good. We had just before we filmed our porn film.
Yeah.
We brought our performers along. We had some food because it was just around the corner. So, and Lee always sorts us out. No, sorts us out.
But that's just creating the menu for people to understand, not trying to make it so difficult. Like sometimes when people create stuff, it can be with any industry. They will try and see what stands at the most. But a lot of people go to what they know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So easily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's relatable. So it's a lot of Asian food, but a lot of like food that people understand and grew up on, like with burgers,
nice
fries, mm-hmm. and things like
it
that.
Is good,
with
yeah.
all Asian flavors.
So I have to ask you, what is your thoughts on food porn?
Depends what kind of food porn you mean. Do you mean like
is that
like
human?
Sexy looking food or people fucking
with food,
like
making food sexual?
My
Do you find food sexy?
I think you have to be in the mood, because it can get messy.
That's so messy.
It can get really messy, and it has to depend where you are too.
Yeah, yeah. Have you involved food with sex?
I was just about to ask that.
I think I have, like the basic stuff, like cream, yeah, and strawberries, the basic chocolate.
Jam, yeah.
Wait, I didn't mean jam. I meant like Nutella or something.
Yeah, Nutella.
Jam.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jam.
Oh my God, stop it. I love a PBJ.
That's a good combination right
I
there.
I actually feel a bit squeamish about using food in sex.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is. I'm just like I don't really want anything down there that upsets my pH level. Yeah,
our vaginas are so sensitive. Yeah. The idea of actually getting food inside us is like, what the fuck's that going to do? How long is it going to take to come out as well?
How about like ice cubes and stuff like that?
Yeah, ice cubes, like hot and cold play can be real sexy.
Yeah,
that's only if you're into it. I think it's definitely worth giving it a go. Like when you put an ice cube in your mouth and then
you go down.
Yes. Someone my partner gurgled whiskey in my pussy once.
Oh my god!
I don't know what. Like, I don't think I had any vagina pH issues afterwards.
I can imagine alcohol's fine.
Yeah,
I think it'd be okay.
Yeah, actually, it would be, wouldn't it? Because you clean wounds with alcohol.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like medical alcohol. let alone all the other shit, like being sat in a barrel for
just
however many
some
years.
Bourbon.
Some Jack Daniels.
Yeah, well, it's the best thing to do if you're like, you know, I'm thinking like war times, you've just like lost an arm, then get a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, and just drink it and then pour it on your wounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You always see that in films. It's like well glorified. I bet there are so many doctors out there like, no, do not do that. It's fucked up. Like,
there's so much sugar in it.
A lot.
Fuck number one.
The last fuck.
My last.
Yeah.
It was this morning.
Oh, no!
That's why
way.
I don't want to say nothing to her. She's like, what did you have for breakfast? I'm like,
morning sex.
Pussy?
Yeah. that was breakfast this morning. So, that was my last fuck this morning.
Oh, can you tell us a little bit about it? You don't have to obviously say who, but what happened?
I had a lovely lady that was staying around.
Nice. Was it one nighter?
No. I've known her for like a couple of weeks now.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, yeah, we were just staying around, and I think she was horny in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
I knew I had stuff to do. And then she just went, down on me first.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay.
Like, did you wake up to
this is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Nice.
But then I had the cleaner in cleaning, so I had to
shit.
Yeah. So it was crazy because the walls are thin.
Oh shit.
No. So you were like holding your breath the whole time?
You're like,
holding it, and then it's when I flipped her over and started going down on her, and then she was making a noise, and I'm like, come on, the cleaner's next. Like, she's just outside in the living room.
That must have made it really sexy, though.
It does, because you're just like, the tension and the...
And you must like really hone in on all the sensations, because you're trying really hard to focus and, like,
too.
Keep quiet, but then also you've got someone distracting you as well.
Yeah, because you can hear all the noise outside.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. So, yeah.
It kind of reminds me of when you have sex at your parents' house.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah, literally.
Yeah. It's like a hand over the mouth or a pillow. Yeah.
And why is it always like the squeakiest bed? The squeakiest bed.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Something makes noise.
Yeah.
That makes it so obvious.
So big, Or like, I don't know, you like accidentally kick off a glass of water or something. Like,
I mean, at the time, you're both thinking, no one can hear us.
Yeah.
No, we're being so quiet. But then if anyone walked past the room, they would obviously know what was happening.
Anyone that's had it or done it, you know.
I mean, they're our parents. They've definitely had sex.
Obviously. Or we wouldn't be here.
I swear to God, my partner's bed in his old room is like a single bed, so we have to sleep together in a single bed. And even if you just turn over, it squeaks like you're having sex.
Oh my
so even
God.
If you're not doing anything fun, it just sounds like you're fucking.
On the floor, you can, like... The floor doesn't make some floors it, does. Yeah.
My floor at my mum's, I fucked on the floor at my mum's because I was like really paranoid once. I don't even know why. And it was so much noisier on the floor and so uncomfortable.
Ooh.
And then it's like you haven't vacuumed in a while. So you're getting like bits
dust
stuck
bunnies.
To your bum.
Carpet burn.
Oh, God.
My friend showed me a scar from a carpet burn that she got. I am not joking. It was a scar. She was fucking on the floor so much that she got, like, it looked like you know, fucking first degree burns.
Wow.
It looks so bad and she's got scar from it. How insane
no
is that?
Way.
Like, what the fuck were you doing on the floor?
It was good sex.
Now,
wasn't
that's,
it?
Now that is a sex trophy.
Yeah, that is a sex
yeah,
trophy.
She was like, it was worth it.
Yeah.
So also wanted to ask, so you didn't want to have sex this morning, but she kind of like went on with you anyway. Was it like a easy switch over to be like, okay, yeah, I'm into it?
No, I prefer morning and afternoon sex than nighttime sex.
Yeah. Any reason?
The older I got. That's what it was.
It's more convenient.
Because we did have sex the night before, because I haven't seen her for like 1 week.
Yeah.
So she was like, I knew she was crazy horny.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was the whole tension because she just came back from like France.
Oh, shit.
So it was like, it all built up.
Oh, I love that when your partner's on holiday and you're just like, texting each other and you can't wait and you're doing like naughty things.
So good.
The build.
Yeah, did you sex while she was away?
No.
Oh, smart.
No. So I didn't do that. Tried to stay a good boy. You know, and play with myself and that's it.
Yeah.
Until she comes back. So,
oh, fuck. So she was like ready. And so you fucked last night and then...
In the morning.
Again in the morning. Shit, man.
So that was my last time.
Love it.
Maybe like half an hour before I came here, left it.
Oh, that is so fresh.
So fresh.
I love
it. Smell it on you.
Wait, man.
That's why I got an aftershave.
Yeah. I was messaging you this morning. Were you like mid blowjob while you were messaging me?
I think
me?
It might have been before or after. It might have just been after, actually.
I was like, you good for later? Yeah, see you soon.
Oh, no, it was after because I said, oh, this is what I'm going to be doing on the podcast. And she's like, okay, let me show you who's good. I think that's what ticked her off.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, fuck, this needs to be good.
Yeah, maybe that was the motive.
Yeah, huh? 100%, 100%. That's amazing. Fuck two. The first fuck.
So, yeah, I was about 16, 17, and it was in my mum's flat.
Always.
And
nice.
Remember those bunk beds that has the desk on the floor?
Yeah.
And the bed?
Yeah.
So, obviously,
yeah,
I couldn't do it on the bunk bed because, obviously, I've got no game. I've got no experience. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So she just took like most of the control, and that's
wow,
the,
that's
on
amazing.
The floor. So we was on the floor.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so
you
it was on the carpet.
Fuck!
Oh, carpet burns.
I can't remember if I got any carpet burns, but I remember. And then, but the sex got better and better because she was more experienced.
Yeah, was she on top or like she literally took control, or was she like, no, do this, do that?
No, she. I think it just happened.
Yeah.
Because eventually, from a very young age. I used to be curious and watch like porn and watch like sex education kind of shows that come on like, remember like Eurotrash and stuff like
that? Yeah, and Sex Ed,
like 2-3 in the morning. So I was one of those ones, always wanted to educate myself because I'm like, okay, if I ever have sex.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, that's
I know what
really
to do.
Good.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Amazing.
I've always been like that. So even when I've never like went down on a woman or stuff, I educate myself in that. So when I do it,
yeah,
I know what I'm kind of doing. In,
yeah,
I think.
At least I've like some confidence.
Yeah, so
in
I've
there.
Got a little bit, and I think, yeah, it just got better and better, and like, yeah. So that was my first time.
So what did you show? What did she show you? You said that she kind of like came in, showed you the ropes, like got a lot of, like she had a lot of experience.
Yeah, obviously just taking control a little bit.
Yeah.
She wasn't shy because I realized like we've all experienced from then to now. It's like some girls don't fully go down on you or they're very like they lay still. There's all different type of I've been through it.
Fish.
Yeah, the dead fish. The starfish.
Wait, we've all been there at some point
in
our lives.
Have.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I
have.
Do it all the time now.
Like, what do we call it? Like the lazy bitch.
Yeah, the lazy bitch.
But we're just like lying there, like just taking it. Just like, yeah, give it to me.
But are you in the mood when you do that? Or it's like it's just on the moment.
No, yeah, it was
definitely in the mood.
We're just lazy.
That's what I want to think. I'm like, is she enjoying it or is, you know, that goes through my mind because I like to take care. I like to take care. If I don't want to say, can I say fuck?
Oh, yeah, you can swear.
Okay.
You can be
you
filthy.
This is called Fucksgiving.
Yeah, okay. So if I fuck a girl or have sex with a girl, I know there's all different types of sex, but I still want to pay attention and I still want to try my best. I don't know what it is with me because that's why I'd rather like they come first.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I might come quicker
such
than them.
Such a gent.
No,
that's such a gentleman.
I think it's, I don't know why. But my mind's like, because there might be moments I might come in 5 minutes, or I might come in like half an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, we can do the same, man. Like sometimes it'll be like 2 minutes, I'm done.
Yeah.
And then other times it's like hours.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And
it
that can drag on and it's like, oh, I've got shit to do.
Yeah. Hurry the fuck up, please.
Oh, so that's why it's a selfish thing, really, is that you're making that come first.
You're like, please come quickly because I've actually got to do some shit.
No, no. I enjoy it. That's all the thing. To be realistic, I didn't know I would enjoy it as much, but I enjoy going down on girls.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you don't.
Good.
I mean, there's nothing really telling you that you would enjoy it because, like, through sex education, it's always been kind of like a weird, squeamish thing. But, I mean.
Or be like a group of guys when they're young, they're like,
why'd you do that?
Why are you going down on her and this shit?
Yeah.
And then you find out they've done it.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the hell?
Yeah. And now it's like, fuck, that's hot. Like, I'm making a girl squirm with my mouth. Yeah.
That's what it is. So, that was the first time.
It gets you hard, it gets you going, and then you're like,
I love it. I just love the wet, the sound, the noise.
Yeah. Nice. It's fucking hot, man.
The taste.
The taste.
Fuck three. The best fuck.
Can you tell us about your best time?
I've had a few.
That's good.
I'll be honest. I've had a few. And I've always said, like, I've never, like, been one of those ones that limit myself, you know? Because obviously growing up in London, you don't get, like, Oriental guys. You don't get Oriental guys with different girls. And I've always been able to get different girls apart from Oriental girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So it's like I've always had, I don't know what it is. But the best one, a few, I'll tell you one that was good. It wasn't sex. There were a few sex, but I'll tell you a good one. It was, I used to cook in a club in Leicester Square.
All right.
For 300 girls.
Oh, fucking hell.
For 300 girls?
For 300 girls. It was like a show that they would attend every Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what, like a male strip?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah. So they would go there for like hen dudes and stuff like that. And I used to take care of cooking for all the girls.
Amazing.
And my friend would DJ because it's a club.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I had the key for the kitchen. And when I drink and I don't eat, my belly burns. Like it really burns.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The girl that was there with me that night, I knew she was a freak. But not freak in a bad way.
Like a good, open-minded,
the energy, like amazing.
Yes.
And I went into the kitchen, she followed me. And I was hungry and I was like, I turned on the fryer to cook something. And then she just pulled down my trousers and started sucking my dick.
Oh my God.
It was in the kitchen.
Oh my God.
So it was crazy. And then obviously I had to put like tape over the camera.
Oh, right? Oh my God. Wait, but she started sucking your dick and like that would have been caught on camera.
Yeah. So, but I knew the manager. So luckily I said, look. So I said to tell them like.
Look, please.
Yeah, yeah. And then obviously they helped me out. And then. Yeah, and then pull down her knicker, start lift her on the prep table and start eating her out.
Yeah,
oh my God.
You got a meal.
Yeah, I got
it's
a meal.
Like a sexy porn.
Yeah,
film.
So that's an experience that like I'm like, that's a good story.
Yes.
Yeah,
you
know? It's definitely. So good. Like fucking in a club kitchen and where you're cooking for 300 people. That must have been a massive kitchen as well.
It wasn't that big, the kitchen, but it was enough space. To suck.
Lip, I was gonna say, and get cook. Food.
Did
you manage to get food in the end?
Yeah, because I had to. My belly was burning. It was crazy.
You needed more than the pussy.
Yeah, I need to eat.
There's something a little bit dangerous about fucking in your workplace, though, because like a kitchen sounds sexy to us, but we don't work in a kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is like risque.
It can be, depending on the equipment and stuff in the kitchen, but that was just a basic setup.
Yeah.
So obviously one side had the stuff and the other side was all the table, the sink and stuff. So it was more lift her up, put her on the table on the other side.
A lot of counters. Yeah. A lot of cold counters, I imagine. Yeah.
Lift her dress up, you know, and pull the knickers to the side.
Amazing.
Yeah, so.
Thankfully you were safe with like the management.
Fucked you, right? Hey, there's crazy stories that happen in clubs.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
I feel like because it was a club, it probably had a little bit more lax.
Yeah, rather than like rules. An office or an office kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But people do it. People have sex in their workplace all the time.
All the time. All the time.
I feel like I feel left out. I never
You've
had
never
sex.
Done it?
I've never had sex in like a risky place. Never.
Outside doors, not even foreplay, fingering.
I've been fingered in a club before when I was 16. But that was it.
I've masturbated in a lot of weird places.
Yeah.
Like, I masturbated in my school, in my secondary school.
Like
sending pictures to my boyfriend while I was in media studies.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my
media studies
God.
I mean, I've done it on an aeroplane.
What? You have not. You're in the Mile High Club.
No, I didn't fuck, no. I mean, my partner and I, we fucked at one of my favourite, like, bars.
Yeah.
Restaurants. And they're in Soho and they're pretty cool. I mean, it's the one that you found. And they were like, you know,
I love that place.
Anything goes down here. We're like, what do you mean? Like, no, anything goes.
Hey.
I mean, that was practically permission, so.
Yeah.
Fuck number four.
The worst fuck.
My worst fuck. I don't think I've had a worse fuck. I think it's like going back when the girl just lays still.
Yeah. When they're not good at sex or they're not enjoying it.
But I think it comes down to confidence.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah.
And
it's like they're struck with fear. It's like they don't know what to do.
There's something. Even with some, like, I don't want to mention her name, but even with, like, the girl that I had sex with this morning, she's never kissed with tongue.
Interesting.
I had a friend who would never kiss properly.
Yeah, but she thought it was a problem. I said, look, don't be shy. We can do it together.
Yeah.
Like, don't be shy about it.
Was it a confidence thing? She wasn't sure how to do it.
She wasn't embarrassed. Yeah. She's very open to sexual stuff and she's very open-minded. You know, but she felt embarrassed to do it because she's never done it. And I think I think it comes to, like, girls laying or guys, even when guys think they got a big dick and they just think, I can fuck you. And,
Oh, God.
That
happens all the time. Yeah. All the time. Guys with big dicks that don't know how to fuck.
Yeah. Or the opposite, where it's, that is what we're talking about.
Yeah, so, like, we are talking about, like, the worst fuck. So I don't want to say worst fuck, but, just laying still because I'm very passionate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want the movement.
Yes.
You want the grind.
I want the, everything. So I've had girls that want to have sex with me, but I don't feel the energy.
Yeah.
And at one point I thought, when I was growing up in my early 20s, I'm like, Lee, are you crazy? Are you, like, I thought I was gay at one point.
Oh, really?
I was doubting myself because I'm like, well, I'm not in the mood. They want it.
Oh, right.
And it didn't work. It didn't do it. And then I realised I have to, like, want to do it with the girl.
Yeah, rather than just, like, any opportunity to fuck.
Yeah,
you have to fancy her.
Yeah, I got to fancy her. Yeah. Or there's something has to be about her that I like, you know.
And there has to be a connection there. Like, sex without the connection is pretty boring.
Yeah. That's so important because I'm sure as a bloke, growing up, it's like basically just trying to fuck anything that moves.
Yeah, and you get like that.
Yeah, you end up just being like, I'll take anything home, which is not, not good. It's not healthy.
No, it's not.
You're not enjoying yourself.
That's also a stereotype, isn't it? That guys just want to fuck all the time and they will fuck anything.
Yeah.
Like, but as you say, actually you got to a point where you're like, no, it's not anyone, not anything. It's like someone that I need a connection with.
Yeah, definitely. I've got to be into them or there's something about them that I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be anything. But, like, it all falls down with that energy that I didn't know at that point. But now I'm like, I've got to feel something. And then...
So when she's, like, lying there, not doing anything, like, is she looking at you?
Yeah,
is
but she's moaning? In the mood. You can tell like this, but I don't... That's where we was talking earlier, right?
Because
I'm like, can she be enjoying it? She's just laying like a starfish.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, to be honest, it's actually quite hard for women to get into their rhythm and get into, like, their orgasm.
Yeah.
So sometimes it actually takes us to stop moving,
to
actually get the focus on it.
Oh, okay.
See, especially if your mind's somewhere else. I'm like, sometimes I'm just like, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm trying really hard to get this orgasm. So, like, you just keep doing you. And I'm there really concentrating. Like,
exactly.
Gonna come soon.
It's actually really hard to move at yourself, like, and grind, move your hips up and down, and be thinking about your orgasm.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes they're probably just like, wanting the orgasm, so they're like,
just laying there concentrating.
I mean, it could be that as well. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but especially when we've practiced before, if I'm fucking at the same time as my partner, so like we're both moving our hips, it's pleasurable, but you have to find that perfect rhythm. Otherwise, if it goes out of sync, it's a bit like it kind of throws you off. And then it's just so much, it feels so much better when you can focus on, if you stop moving and you can focus on that dick going in and out. And it's the same with a lot of girls. A lot of girls find that they can only come if they're on top and controlling it and you're not moving, because then they're controlling the rhythm.
Yeah. But I feel like then you get into a more kind of sexual position. So it doesn't look like you're just like laying there like a starfish. Like you'll put your legs up on their shoulders, you'll like grab their neck.
Yeah, but that's eventually.
Like you're interacting with them.
They find out their right position that they can come in, right?
Yeah.
Because like you
said,
I had a girl that loved to sit on top.
Yeah.
And she will just get wet and shoot everywhere on top.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Sometimes I find it way easier to come on top because you're in control of it as well.
I'm the opposite. I don't think I've ever come on top.
I think it is. It really
depends on mood.
Yeah, depending on mood, yeah.
And also, you have to remember that everyone's vagina
is built different.
Completely different.
Yeah. Especially and penis as well. Yeah. Like penises will be rubbing
exactly.
in completely different ways.
Everything's slightly different sizes. Mm. Like, we're not all identical.
Some might have the magic key, though.
Yeah,
that's what we say. It's like key in a lock. It's
key in a lock.
Perfect fit.
That's how I try and say that to people, too. I'm like, every key is every different for every lock.
Exactly. And also, I think there are some women out there. Mm-hmm. There are some people out there who just do lay there and kind of expect everything to be happening to them.
I fear that's not what I'm like now.
And that's not right. I think I get scared.
Right.
I get scared that I'm like that now as well. And I think it's something to do with kind of being selfish in bed, and also
and falling into a routine
that becomes a routine.
I mean, I think it would be different if we were with different people, because half of the act of fucking a new person is that you know you're trying and
new
you're being exciting for them and you're turning them on, rather than like, you know, like expecting them to know. You have to put the effort in, and that's sexy.
Yeah, definitely. That's why people go crazy in like the first 3 to 6 months with someone new, right?
Fucking everywhere, fucking like on the kitchen counter,
trying all different positions,
in the shower,
different toys,
in the car.
But that's why sometimes you should not give so much away at the beginning now.
Yeah,
you should play
the
long game, depending if you like them in that way.
Yeah.
That's why I try to say to people, if you love fucking or you love to like fuck different girls or different guys different, then you just got to live the
I know,
solo life.
You've got to be experimental.
Yeah.
You've got to move yourself.
You've got to enjoy it. You've got to go through that.
Fish on the bed. Because,
dead fish, man.
Is it, it's just, do you find it's just like you're not attractive when you're like that? Or it's just like your pleasure isn't great when they're like that? Or like,
I think
what
it
is
happens
it about
a lot.
It?
It's like, fuck, she's not liking it. Am I
doing
something wrong?
So you're worrying.
Or
worried
two,
about
it's
that.
Like, if you're not enjoying it, we don't need to fuck.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
It's like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, is everything all right?
I don't want to say that's the worst, but I've not had a really bad experience.
Fuck number 5. The fuck that made me.
It's crazy. Because every sex or every fuck with different girls, it's just different. And I think with myself, it's like, you can try and educate yourself more, but every girl is different.
Yeah.
So I won't try and use the same, because if I do use the same technique on the next girl, she might not like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my way
that's good that you know that. I feel like a lot of guys don't. They're
I'm a thinker. That's what I'm a thinker, but I like
Preach.
To do. Yeah.
Fucking
that's
hell.
But I've always been like that. So that's my problem. Like if obviously every girl you get confident. But my one's like, okay, if the technique doesn't work, if I go down on one girl and she doesn't, one girl loves getting licked out.
Yeah,
the next girl might not like it as much. I'm like, okay, let me figure out. She might like to be like kissed on the neck, bite on the neck.
Yeah.
She might like something else.
Ooh, I love a bite.
So to me, it's like either speak to her, what do you like?
Yeah.
Or see by her body language, how she moves and her noise and how she holds you and shit like that.
Oh my God, it's like you've been listening to our fucking podcast. What the hell? Like, where have you been?
Reading body language is so important.
It's everything.
A lot of the time, people don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's just like the way things are for a lot of people, because it's still like, it's a little bit embarrassing.
Yeah,
it's,
that's what it comes down to.
It's still
to,
a bit
right?
taboo in some cultures. So
definitely.
Like, you need to read people's body language to know what you're doing and what you're doing right.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never had the best. I think every sex has been good, but obviously there are sex that I remember that changed my game or things like that. But like I said, every woman is different.
So every single partner that you've ever been
I'll
with...
I'll take something away. If we don't last, I'll take something away. Yeah, I'll take something away. So, like, now I store stuff in my head. It's like, now I've got a new technique kind of thing if we don't last. So, but my one's always knowing that every girl is different in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they fucking are.
Yeah.
No one likes the same things. No. I mean, some people like the same things, but like everyone likes them in a like in a slightly different way.
Yeah.
And even then, even the same girl might feel differently from day to day about the sex. So communication and body language is important.
Yeah.
It's like that whole enthusiastic yes thing. If it's not an enthusiastic yes, like find out what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. Because even like people like their clitoris, like touch and like One side could be more sensitive to the other. Like, like the right side better than the left side. You know, it'd be different for everyone.
Last night I was doing this, like after, you know, we were playing around and my partner went to sleep.
Yeah.
I was like, I did what you were talking about. You know, you put like your fingers on either side of your clit and I was like smushing it around like, does this feel good? Like, I think this feels good. And then I was trying some sex toys out and I was like, it took me ages to come last night. Like ages.
Even by yourself?
Even by myself, yeah.
I hate that when it's by yourself and it takes so long.
Like, what the fuck am I doing wrong?
Yeah. That, I mean, that happens to me when I already came and then I'm like, but I still want another one.
Just want another. I need that greed. I should have just gone for the Doxy, but it was too noisy.
What's the Doxy? If you don't mind me asking.
Doxy is our
favourite sex toy. We're not even fucking sponsored by them and like we just praise them from the roof. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a huge wand massager.
Yeah.
So it's like it's plugged into the mains.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen it.
Super, super powerful. It's got like a sort of roundish head and it's like a long pipe, like kind of like a microphone. Yeah. It looks like a microphone.
It's like very easy use clitoral vibrator.
So that's the best one.
For us, definitely. Yeah. We haven't heard any other complaints from people who love it. It's
everyone that tries it is like, this is my new favorite toy. Yeah.
Especially because it's easy to use with a partner. Like when you're using toys with a partner, especially if you're fucking, it can get really difficult and complicated. And you know, there's lube and toys are slipping out of control, and they've got tiny little buttons. But with the Doxy, it's like it's really easy to use. It's a big surface area, so instead of trying to put like a small toy and trying to find the clit. And then not finding the clit, you've got a large surface area.
You have to be careful though, because the settings go up
so crazy.
Yeah, I have to put it on the lowest settings, and even then I'm like, fuck!
So that's sensitive.
So you're super sensitive.
Super sensitive. But this is like a hardcore mains powered thing. It goes up so high. So if you've got an insensitive clit, then go for one of these toys. Go get a wand. They've also got like Hitachi. Is the OG, the original one that you see on porn?
Ones.
Yeah, the American one.
See, I've never used toys.
You've never used a toy? Whoa, Lee,
I've suggested it with some girls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But never.
With your current girl that you're seeing. Why don't you just go to a sex shop together and be like, let's experiment, let's get crazy.
I think
with her, she's very like open to things because she has a toy and she's not like I said, she's not embarrassed about stuff like that. And I like that because obviously I think sometimes, like you said, there are people that feel like they get judged if they talk about it.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Like, so I'll look into it.
Yeah.
I'll look into it.
We'll send you some ideas because cock rings can be so much fun as well. Like vibrating cock rings where you turn it on and like as you're fucking, it's like touching a clit while you're fucking her.
Yeah,
and then
it can be really good.
You like proper push in and hold it there and then she's like squirming away. Like, oh.
I'll try it. I'm always open to little new toys and techniques.
Yeah.
I think it is actually hard for guys to sort of get in there with sex toys because it can be a little bit intimidating,
yeah,
right?
That's what I think it is with guys, right?
Yeah.
Because of the size and the toys and what it can do.
Yeah, you're like, wait, but that's way better than my penis. Yeah.
A lot of guys think that a toy's going to replace them and it's not supposed to do that. It's supposed to like compliment them,
go
alongside. And toys can be so fucking good for men as well.
Yeah.
Like, male sex toys are great fun.
Oh, they got the ones with like the whole... The ass and shit like that.
Like the pocket pussies.
Yeah, the pocket pussy, the torch and things like that.
Yeah, Tenga have some like crazy range which looks like it's from the sci-fi age. It's like not, it doesn't look like they're human. They're not like trying to be a fake pussy or arsehole. It's like, they're like crazy masturbators.
They're really good.
They look amazing in design.
I remember like when I first put my finger inside one of those toys, I was like, why the fuck do I not have a dick?
Yeah,
like, I need a dick. Like. It feels so good.
It's the tension, right?
Yeah, oh my God. Oh, it was just the feel of it. It was like the nicest feeling material ever that you just like want to
But does it have the lube and the wetness? Because I like the sound and the wet, natural, organic.
Most toys come with
lube. You can squeeze lube in them. And then they're clean, like you can clean them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, how hard is it to be, you know, if you ejaculate inside one of those? You've got to take the whole tools out.
You take, they've got like a squidgy bit inside, which you take out and then you reverse it.
Yeah.
So you can clean it.
Okay.
They've got ways. It's not like...
They had to think about it, right?
Could you imagine if it gets stuck at the bottom?
Like the socks.
Some clumpy mayonnaise or
something. Oh, no.
But yeah, lube is very important with male sex toys.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
This week's sex story is, I used to have fun with a huge dick and only could be on top. The one time we tried missionary, the condom popped as he was trying to put it in and whacked me in the vag.
Oh. Wow.
It was not a good moment and we never saw each other again.
Yeah, no,
also, it like popped off because it was too big.
Too big.
That can happen though. Like, it can be really uncomfortable if you're not using condoms that are right for your cock.
Yeah, yeah.
Both ways. Depending on your side, you need to find the condom that fits you, that's comfortable. Otherwise, it's more likely to break or accidents are more likely to happen.
Yeah.
I can imagine that really hurting.
Oh, like an elastic band.
Like an elastic band.
Especially on the ring bit, right?
Ouch.
Yeah. I mean, that is unfortunate. Like, big dicks is that. It's unfortunate because a lot of people don't know how to use a big dick properly.
Why do you think that, though? That sigma?
I don't know.
Because they think that they don't have to try.
Yeah.
And maybe with porn
like,
as
everyone
well.
Wants a big dick. But it's not true.
No,
it's not true.
It's not true.
Once you actually get down to it, if you actually start seeing a guy with a big dick, you're actually like,
I mean, you can get around
sex
it.
Sex without pain?
You can. I've seen, like, I'm not sure if you've girls seen it, and it's staying on the same subject. I've seen girls that are, like, 4'5".
Yeah.
Women, but tiny, but all their boyfriends are like huge. Obviously,
yeah.
I know it's the ego thing.
But it doesn't mean that they have a big dick, though.
Yeah, man.
See, I'm not going to ask them, but imagine if he does.
I have fucked a short guy with hands smaller than mine, and he had a big dick. And I fucked tall people, huge people, small dick. I think it's just a total myth. It's a generalisation. I do think maybe if you are... You know, generally, I think it just doesn't fucking make a difference. Like tit size compared on a woman.
Tit, ass, the woman, let's just say her vagina, different size,
completely different sizes.
And it's a lock and a key, like we were saying earlier. Like, you can have a vagina that will fit a big dick.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you just need to find. You need to find
comfortable
and lots of lube.
Yes. You're gonna need lube with a big dick.
Yeah.
And if you have a big dick, then definitely find a condom that fits you. There are some really good plus size condoms out there.
Yeah.
You can go like condom trying. You know, like
condom
you go
shopping. Yeah, condom shopping.
It's definitely worth it to
it definitely
make
is.
Sexual pleasure a boo.
Yeah, because you need to stay protected. Mm-hmm. And they obviously didn't, I don't know, it sounds like they didn't end up having sex because of that. Because probably it was a pain after that happened.
I did something like that recently. I can't remember what I did. I smacked my vagina on something and it felt like an elastic band. I was like, Jesus, fuck. Because like, it's so much more sensitive down there and it really killed. I was like, you idiot.
Wow.
I was like, I don't even know what it was on. What was I doing?
What were you doing?
Yeah, what was you doing? That was a question.
Yeah, maybe like a pair of like underwear broke with the elastic. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it is time for us to fuck off.
Oh, Lee.
I had an amazing time.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's been so good.
It's been hilarious. And it's really nice to get like a male perspective. So thank you for indulging.
Thank you. I was a virgin. This is my first.
Yeah, this is. Oh, you mean podcast virgin?
Yeah, podcast virgin. Yeah, let's get that in a way. Get that out.
Virgin. You made all of that up. But how can our lovely listeners find you?
They can come down and eat. I'm based in East London.
Nice.
Trim and Brewery. So if you're hungry and you're ever in East London,
yes,
hit me up.
Definitely go. And they've got vegan options too.
Vegan option, yes. Mm-hmm. I created a menu for vegetarian vegans. You know, you've got to think about everyone.
You've got to think about everyone.
Everyone. So.
And what about social media? If they want to like hit you up and you know,
social
tweet
media.
Them out.
Social media. You can get me at Instagram, Lee Chow Lee. So that's LEECHAULE.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But if you just want to follow my food and keep it professional, it's this Chunky Buddha group. But if you want the whole like shabam, the whole me, then it's my personal one, Lee Chow Lee.
You'll have so many women sliding into your DMs after this. They're like, oh God, he knows.
And you're really present on social media. Like you're always on your stories. It's actually nice to watch.
Thank
some good
much.
Shit, man. it's like positive vibes. It's good.
It's the energy. It's just life. We're alive. We only live in once. That's what I just want to let people know.
Yeah.
Just enjoy. Even if we have bad days, everyone have bad days. Mm-hmm. But God, I think once you change that, I'm not saying we all go through it. Don't get me wrong. I'll go through it. But just remember, there's people out there that has it worse. A lot worse.
A lot worse. Thank you for that little
cheeky
reminder.
Yeah, there is. So we're alive. We're breathing. You know, we can do what we want in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you
do. And we can have sex.
Yeah. That's one of the best feelings. Sex. Angry sex. Sad sex. Makeup sex. All type of sex.
All of it.
Hey, we really need to fuck off now.
Yeah, we do. Okay, so everyone remember to subscribe to our podcast. Give us a nice little rating and a lovely review telling us how much you love this episode because we love you too.
Yes, please share it around. And we will see you next week, motherfuckers.
Goodbye, curious fuckers.
Curious fuckers, yeah.
Curious fuckers.
Bye. You say join the clip.
I said club, but yeah.
Yeah,
join the clip.
Looking for a new podcast to listen to? Here's what we love, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Hi, I'm Zivi Owens, and along with Tracy Cox, who is an international sex expert and author of 17 books, I co-host the podcast Sex Talk with Zivi and Tracy, and it's S-E-X-T-O-K. And the reason we have it as Sex Talk is because we happen to be viral TikTok stars at the moment, with some of our videos getting over 1.1 million views. So listen to us. I am totally shy and squeamish. She is super open, British, and hilarious. Listen to us each week as Tracy answers 3 anonymously sourced questions about all the things you talk to your girlfriends about. Listen on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts. Sex Talk with Zivi and Tracy.
Acast recommends.